I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Scared of walking the streets?
Nope.
What about the boogeyman?
Of course not.
How about that aggressive burglar with a claw hammer who's in your house right now and is going to smash your face in?
Well, I am now.
Then you need the Gary O'Neill Self-Defense School, where Gary will personally show you how to kick someone in the leg. His three-point plan is simple. Step one, kick him in the leg. Step two, watch him fall. Step three is not needed.
I'm a heroin addict.
Then kick him in the leg.
I'm a Premier League midfielder.
Kick him in the leg.
Excuse me, do you know the way to...
Kick her in the leg. The Gary O'Neill Self-Defense School doesn't think, we just do. And if that means kicking you in the leg until you fall over, then so be it.
He's certified by the National Institute of Martial Arts and Self-Defense.
The Gary O'Neill Self-Defense School, coming soon. It's a habit that won't be kicked.
Hello and welcome to the Little Yellow Bird podcast. My name is John. How are you? And with me is Dan
Brigham.
Lovely. So what to do we've got today? We're going to talk about home win and no away. What are we going to do about that? We've also got Casual Jack, who talks about our European great adventure that we had. We're also going to try and flummox Dan with a banking Dan versus John. Banking, I said. We've got your amazing tweets and, of course, what on earth is going to be happening next? So as always, we'll start. Should I say something before I press the button?
No, it's fine. Carry on.
Are you sure? All right. As always, we're going to start with Home and Away.
Norwich City Games, a Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away, we'll have a say.
That was Dan making a noise because we bloody won.
We did.
We bloody did a win, whole win.
When did we last win? Was it September? It was September.
Most people
it?
Say, "Oh, it must have been Middlesbrough game, wasn't it?" And the Middlesbrough game last win. It wasn't the Middlesbrough game. That was the last clean sheet because we get one of those as well.
Yeah, we did. Well, the last clean sheet was actually West Brom in the cup, wasn't it?
Doesn't count cups.
Oh, it does.
What about glasses?
And do you know who played in that West Brom clean sheet? Who started? Gary O'Neill.
Who?
Gary O'Neill.
Never heard of him.
He started, didn't he?
Did he?
And he started against Everton.
Oh, maybe.
And he started against Rotherham. So there's four appearances we've only conceded twice.
He plays against the shit teams, basically.
Everton away.
Yeah.
West Brom, Premier League side.
True.
Yeah, so
that's a
he's
fact.
The answer to all of our clean sheet problems.
What else do you think is an answer to our clean sheet problems?
What else? Well, Russell Martin not playing, is that what you're getting at?
I'm not getting at anything, Mr. Daniel. Actually, I didn't think, I forgot about him. He's gone
so
now.
So quick, isn't it?
We need to sack him or something.
It's so sad that they go so quickly.
Yeah.
It's like when someone dies, like an famous actor, you quickly forget about them.
Do you think
really,
he like went away for 3 weeks?
Russell Martin?
On holiday? Because he's not 3 weeks off now, isn't he?
Yeah, he has, hasn't he?
I saw footballers too.
Because Scotland aren't playing in the Euros qualifiers.
Because of shit.
Because they're not good enough.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you've got Russell Martin at centre-back and,
oh,
and Whittaker at right-back. The game was it's a bit snory, wasn't it?
Snory-dory.
The first half.
Well, the first half was fucking boring. But I kind of enjoyed it because we kept a nice, clean sheep I was going to say shape and sheet, and I said sheep.
Is that a sheep joke because we played a Welsh team?
I am on fire. That is Freudian beautifulness.
Yeah, I liked it because we did a different thing. And that's good, isn't it, when a different plan comes to fruition?
It sounds like Batman or something.
Well, it sounds like the A-Team, doesn't
it? That was it. Sorry, yeah. I was thinking that.
not Batman at all.
I'm drunk.
That's
I'm
all pow and wow.
I've had a few swigs of this Bentekina, Wurzelbust, whatever you've given me.
Uh-huh.
I'm all over the shop.
You are, aren't you? And you've got to drive home.
I know.
Oh, that's
hopefully no policeman will be listening to this.
Well, it's okay. We don't put it out live.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, we changed the shape and it worked.
Shapeshifter, that's what you're calling us.
What my most enjoyable bit of it was John Joe Shelby probably having about 670,000 touches and doing absolutely no good with any of those touches.
He went left and he went right and he went left and he went right. And then he pushed someone in the face, then he left, went left and went right. And then some man behind me was going, "One Harry Potter, there's only one Harry Potter." The whole time he took a corner.
Why Harry Potter?
He looks like Voldemort.
Oh, I've not watched Harry Potter.
Haven't you?
No, okay. He certainly doesn't look like Harry. I mean, Wes looks like Harry Potter.
No, Johnny House looks like Harry Potter.
Yeah, he does, actually. He does a little bit. Put him in little glasses, yeah. and he would be.
I'd love that. I'd bloody well love that.
John, yeah, and he was rubbish. Well, he wasn't rubbish, but it's the ultimate insult, isn't it, for a creative midfield player to be allowed all of the time on the ball. No one even bothered harrying him or pressing him, and he still didn't create anything.
I can see why.
And I really dislike John Joe Shelvey, so I was...
Well, everyone does.
I was giddy.
Even John Joe Shelvey hates John Joe Shelvey.
John Joe likes him, Shelvey hates him.
Yeah.
If ever there's a man who's a bit Jekyll and Hyde, it's John Joe Shelvey.
Yeah.
He gets home and puts a wig on.
What's his middle name, then?
Jim? Brian.
John Jim, John Joe Jim Jobs. I can't say it. John Jim
Pajama.
No, wait, let's try and get it. John Joe Jim Shelvey. There you go.
John Joe Jim Shelvey.
Yeah.
Might be.
Jimmy James. So that was all right, wasn't it? I really enjoyed it.
What did you make? What do you think was the key change? Or the key...
The key change?
The key change. Everyone needs a key change. Sorry, that's a random 90s indie song. I realised it wasn't a famous one that I heard today. By two Cooper Temple Claws.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm.
What do you think? Why did we win the football match, John?
I think it's because we scored one goal and they scored no goals.
Yeah, yes.
I think that's how football works.
Mm. Why do you think we scored that goal and they didn't score a goal, though?
Because Cameron Jerome, as we all know, is useless, of course, and he just runs around and does nothing. And what's the point of playing one up front? You're not going to score a goal one up front.
Oh, I sat down and within 5 minutes, a person two seats from up from me was saying, "Oh, I don't like playing one up front. I don't know why he just doesn't go two up front. I always feel better with two up front." After smashing her face in, obviously, and getting escorted out. Oh. It was a lady, but you know they're allowed football opinions as well, John, as we well know.
Well,
and the guy sat next to me when the substitution was made, as seemed to be sort of a general consensus around the ground, was that, "What the fuck you done that for? What are you fucking taking a striker off? Bring a striker on."
Oh, is that supposed to be Norfolk?
No, that was the man next to me.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, he was from King's Lynn, I think. And rather than taking Wes off, which would have been the reason Wes stayed on. Was to keep hold of the ball and give it to Mbakani. And it worked.
Yeah, it did work.
Why would you have two big strikers up front with no one to pass to them?
Get the ball in the box, mate. Get the ball in the box.
That was all bollocks, wasn't it?
Exactly.
I mean, Jerome was good, but Mbakani was great.
We all know it's a selfless task being one up front because you run around like a dick for about 60 to 70 minutes. You try and score your goals. Obviously, it's very difficult when we've got four defenders around.
He did miss a sitter, though, to be fair, didn't he?
Oh, the first half, he did. Head down. Yeah, he does a lot. He always heads up or straight.
Clean header. Clear header.
Straight
that
down,
was.
That's a goal.
Yeah, that was a bad miss.
They're pretty poor at set pieces, even worse than us.
Swansea?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking of set pieces, Gary O'Neill's set piece was excellent.
He can whip on a ball.
He was really good.
He whips the ball back and forth.
They were threatening all day. Him and Brady seemed to up his game because he had someone else who was good at set pieces as
I
well.
I thought Olsen reduced his game because he's got no one to challenge him anymore.
Olsen?
Mm-hmm. We don't have another left back.
Well, when Jarvis is fit, Brady will be challenging him.
Yeah, but that's 3 months.
No, it's true. But there's rumours. There was talk today that Toffolo will have his loan extended as well. You've got
Toffolo.
A point. But Olsen's been pretty deep. I'm a bit windy.
I know you are. This is disgusting. This fucking being poor.
Christ. Olsen's passing was poor, wasn't it? But he did.
Can you stop saying poor and passing near my face? Seriously.
It's
disgusting. So what didn't you like? What would you change? What would you improve? What would you develop?
What didn't I like?
I had a beer and a sausage roll, which was £5.
Did you?
I think it was all right.
I didn't have time to get any food at half time because I went to meet you and you weren't where I met. Where I was supposed to meet you.
Yeah, but you said you're going to... I think you went to the wrong place.
Might have done, yeah. It took me 10 minutes to get there.
Yeah, imagine your little face is sitting there. 10 minutes, you definitely went to the wrong place then.
Oh, no, I was right at the other side, Block O.
Near the Wayfans or the other way?
The other way.
Oh, that's why then you went to the wrong place.
It was miles
imagine
away.
Your little face that's standing there. Like, excuse me, mate, can you move? Sorry. You're always constantly in the way of everyone.
No, I'm not in the way, I'm small.
I went there early, got my sauce roll, and went to days. Oh, he's not there. I was going to give you a bite of my roll.
I did ask, has anyone seen a twat in a flat cap? No one had seen a twat in a flat cap. Not since 1946, anyway.
I didn't have a flat
did
cap.
Did you not?
On.
That's probably why I didn't see you then.
Yeah. I had my Aston Villa hat on, remember?
You did, yes, your maroon hat. Now, we should talk. Now, you said.
I got five of them.
I said before, after the game that I reckon Redmond was going to start if he was fit. And you said, no, Dan, that wasn't going to happen.
No, I didn't.
What are you doing, net cutting? It's okay. You can be wrong occasionally.
Okay, I'm wrong.
But that's encouraging, isn't it? Because if we're going to sit back, you being wrong is not encouraging. The fact that Redmond was going to play is encouraging. So, if we're going to sit back, then we need that sort of pacey outlet.
Yeah, do you think that Redmond is pacey?
Yes.
But is he, though?
Yes.
He always looks like kind of... I don't know if he looks that fast on the
ball. Quick. He's quick.
Yeah, I know. But is he that sort of player that like bursts away? I think Brady's quicker than him.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, this is interesting.
Can we get a Robbie versus Nathan?
Yeah.
A little race.
Pretty crappy first names, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mine looks good
Gary,
on paper.
Gary, Robbie.
Yeah.
Nathan. Cameron.
That's quite good.
Yeah. Russell. Always a bit suspicious when a surname can be a first name.
What about Danny?
No, I don't like Danny.
I might call you Danny.
Dan or Daniel.
Danny.
I like. Or Dano. Danners. Briggers.
The Danster.
Briggo, Brigham. Brigadier. Big Rig. Anything like that. I like. But and that's good, though. Redmond.
What's your name?
Redmond. That's encouraging. Because if we're going to play, and we are with all the five big good teams we've got coming up in the next six games,
yep.
We're going to play that way quite a lot. So hopefully Redmond will be fit because we're going to need a little bit of his little legs blurring down the right wing, aren't we?
Blurring down the right wing. Beautiful words from a beautiful man. So what we're going to move on to now is to visit our old friend Casual Jack again. We haven't seen him for a while.
We haven't seen him for a while.
So let's say hello to Casual Jack.
Casual Jack, he doesn't know the difference between defence and attack.
Well, I was chuffed to see that we played European football again. That was good.
But why not?
Well, Swansea.
Yeah.
That's a Welsh team, so...
Yeah.
Beating them. Who do we go on to next, is it? I don't know.
That was in the Premier. What did you think of
hang on. Swansea are in the Premier League.
Swansea League and the Premier League.
But it's the English Premier League.
English Premier League.
Is there not a Welsh one?
There is, but it's pretty low standard.
Well, it's racist.
Who for?
For Welsh people.
Oh, not for us then.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
You say Welsh people can't play football. Ryan Giggs.
He was Welsh. You got any other Welsh footballing memories?
To remember some other things that Ryan Giggs did, if you want.
What about Craig Bellamy? Remember him?
No, not really. No. Is he the wildlife guy from the telly?
He's dead now.
What, Craig Bellamy?
No.
David Bellamy.
David Bellamy. Yeah, he's dead.
David Bellamy's dead?
Yes. Is he?
I don't know.
He must be dead. Talking of dead people, what do you think of John Joe Shelby?
Is that about the new IKEA?
No, he's a sort of a Swansea midfielder who had a lot of possession but didn't really get through the Norwich defence, did he?
Well, that's classic Norwich, isn't it? Just solid at the back. That's how we play.
Yeah.
That's the hallmark of... any Norwich team, and this season's no different.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There we go. That was Casual Jack with his casual ways.
He knows his shit.
Talking of people knowing their shit.
David Bellamy's alive.
Fuck, is he?
He's 82.
Oh, I'm so sorry, David, if you're listening. Wouldn't it be amazing if we got a really angry letter from David?
That would be great.
Talking of dead people.
OBE.
Oh, I feel really bad now. He used to say undergrowth, didn't he?
Yeah. It's because he was the first man to wear a beard effectively.
Yeah, he's a lovely old man.
Yeah.
Well, I feel really bad saying he's dead. Who else is dead?
Well done, David.
Well done, David, for not dying. Mm-hmm. So let's get on to something a bit more interesting. Ready?
I can't imagine we're going to compete with David Bellamy for interestingness. Oh, this is our top 10 tweets, isn't it?
Tweets.
So we asked if Norwich's win over Swansea
was a movie or a song.
Song this time.
Song.
Which song would it be? This is the first time we've asked a song for a victory.
I don't think people could think of anything witty.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah, I don't think anyone could.
Well, everyone there were a lot of Johnny B. Goode and Howson Is Now by the Smiths.
Smiths again. We've got a lot of Smiths fans.
Yeah.
So that means our listenership is very depressed and live on their own.
Oh, I love the Smiths. I'm not depressed.
You are. Look at you.
Rob Butler loves the Smiths, and he always seems very happy.
Yeah, I love the Smiths. I was going to do a.
And you're quite happy.
I love the Smiths.
Yeah. But I've decided not to allow any Howson Is Now because lots and lots of people. And thanks, we had over 40 responses this time, which
did
is
we?
A record. We've also had our best day on the website yesterday for months. And I genuinely think that's because people like to hear about things when we win.
I don't.
Which, as a cynical person like me, always think, oh, people like it when we're moaning and stuff. But I genuinely think
the football brings
like
joy
Norwich
to
winning.
People. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
That's our thing that we're encouraging. We want to focus on joy and celebration. So let's celebrate.
With a tiny bit of cynism. So number 10, I mean, there was a house in his, as I said, not a house in his now, but Ross Botwright at Ross Botwright went for Howson Is Wow. So he did a double pun, which is number 10 for him.
Number 10.
At number 9, another Howson pun, but Howson to Save a Life by the terrible band The Fray.
Nice.
Number 9, so that's two good Howson puns.
Well done on how singing.
Richard Freezer at Cheriton Vegas, who's been in the top 10 before and is a big fan of yours, John, says The End Justifies the Means by Sunrise. And he had to Google that.
Why do people Google that? I think if anyone says, from this point on, if anyone says, oh, sorry, I had to Google that, it doesn't count. You need to know
it's
the
cheating,
song.
It's cheating, really, isn't it? It's cheating.
You need to know the song.
Yeah, sorry, disqualified, Dick. That's Richard.
Oh, thank God for that.
7.
I thought you were getting aggressive again.
My voice just went incredibly odd.
I'll replay that, don't worry.
I've had a pokey throat today.
Have you?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I thought I was setting you up for some sort of innuendo, though.
Oh, nearly did.
You failed. Number 7 is Matt Werman at Matt Werman. So Fresh, So Clean Sheet. Right, Outcast.
Ah, nice.
First time we've had Outcast in the top 10. Number 6 is John fucking Punt at Puntino. It's good, though. Everything Changes with Due Mercy Mbakani.
Everything. Hang on, it was. Everything changes with Jew, Mercy, and Bacani.
What
are we saying Jew for? It's Do Mercy.
Do Mercy, isn't it? Everything Changes with Do Mercy.
Nice, that's better.
Bacani. That's a good one then. Number 5, Andrew Lorne. Andrew Lorne is Wake Up, Don't Boo. Which
Wake
is Boo Radleys, I guess.
Don't boo.
That's probably a dig at all the Morans who booed at half time.
I booed.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
And booed the substitution as well.
Boo.
And number 4, Chris Utting at Norfolk Chip says, "You win again, Bee Gees." As it's also Movember, and they were quite a beardy bunch. Is anyone doing Movember anymore?
That's a point.
That's been killed off by everyone having facial hair, hasn't it?
Could you even do it?
Oh, yeah, I can get quite, but I'm very hirsute, as you can see as I pull my top down at you.
I've just seen his nipples. I'm not even lying. That's the worst thing I've ever seen.
All three of them?
That's the worst thing I've ever seen. And I've seen a cat get knocked over, which you probably laughed at.
Was that you that ran it over when I was laughing then?
Maybe.
Number three, Richard, who is often in the top five of these things because he's good at these. Slam.
What number is he?
Number three.
Yep.
Slam Dunk Da Monk. By five, which is good, and well done.
Oh, he's too good. Or play that monkey music. Here, doesn't work, does it? What? Play that monkey music.
Monkey music.
White boy.
Play it. No, it doesn't work.
Play that monkey music.
Number two, Thomas Michael Joy.
I like him.
Tom Michael Joy.
He's a musician.
Oh, okay. November Rain. Bit long and boring and got there in the end.
Nice.
Yes.
November. Did it rain?
Before the game, but...
Did it?
Yeah. Did I tell you a bus got stuck driving into Carra Road?
No.
Which one? Turned out at Morrison's, went round, tried to drive up towards Carra Road, up over the bridge, and had to reverse all the way back because it couldn't do a three-point turn.
What for the team bus?
No, just a random bus with an old couple on there, and a bus driver, and lots of pissed-up wankers.
People on their own on the door. Bus.
Number one. Tim Stevens at Tim Stevens 88.
We had him before.
Have we? I'm not sure. I can't remember his name. Before. Says, something in the air tonight. It was the only way we looked likely to score and doesn't really to start till the second half. That's good.
I don't get the first bit.
Because something in the air, lumping in the air, only way we look like we're going to score.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's clever.
Tactical.
Thoughts gone into it. And not just a pun. Well, it's not a pun at all. And didn't really start to the second half, which we
something
didn't.
Something...
Some excellent drumming on there, isn't there?
Do 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 ba do ba da ba.
And that's our top 10.
Dun,
well
bam,
done to the man whose name I've already forgotten, Tim Stevens.
Tim,
go follow him at Tim Stevens with PH 88. Tim Stevens 88.
What's he going to do?
He's gonna do it. Wake up every morning with a song title pun.
Okay, then there we go. Then so this is the most important thing of the whole podcast because this is Dan versus John. Actually, Dan versus John. A lot of people have said to me, I don't like that Dan versus John.
Has anyone said that to you?
Yeah, one person said it to me.
Is it someone who often tweets to us?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Someone said to me, that Dan versus John, you two are going to kill each other soon. That doesn't sound like him.
I mean, that's how we end the show, isn't it? The last game of the season.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Whoever doesn't like win Dan versus John gets...
Podcast death match.
Yeah, I like that. Anyway, so this is Dan versus John. Who cares? So, I am winning 3-1. No one's got a point in the last 15 years, and this is going to be the changing point for Dan. I've got a good feeling. It's quite an easy question. Now, I talked about early on in the podcast that it's a banking question. What do you think?
You did say that.
What's banking? What on earth am I talking?
It's not another sponsorship. How many
what sort of things do you get in a bank?
I once saw Darren Huckabee in a bank, Barclays Bank on St. Stephen's Road.
Was it behind the counter serving?
No, he was getting money out.
How much money? I bet it was more than £15.
He had a massive wad. Got a lot of money out as well.
Da 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 da. So what do you think? What else do they do in banks?
They give you mortgages.
And they also give you...
Herpes.
No.
Like I don't know.
A smaller mortgage.
A loan.
Oh, a loan. Interesting.
Oh, right.
Currently, we have...
That took a long time to get to this,
it's good. It was good. We have 11 players out on loan.
Oh, okay.
Can you name them...
All of
them. Can you name seven of them?
Jermaine Lawes has just come back.
Who?
Jermaine Lawes just come back.
Oh, has he? Yeah, yeah. That's okay.
That's one though, right?
No, he's not on my list.
Isn't he?
Nope.
Is he not?
No.
Okay.
You have to name them and also the club they went to.
Piss off. No, that's double points. That's doubling up. Just the players. Thank you. Just the players.
And the team they go
on. I haven't got a point in
Go
months.
On, you can do it. You can do it.
This is like Norwich looking for their first clean sheet.
Here we go. You can do it. I believe
can't do it. Well, Ricky Van Wilsfinkel.
Yeah, where is he playing at?
He's, well, the saddest thing every week. You know the club do a, this is what the lone players have been doing.
Yeah.
The saddest line is always Ricky Van Wolfswinkel was an unused substitute for Real Betis.
One.
Every week.
You got one.
So that's Wolfie. I don't know why I'm writing that down. Jacob Murphy.
Jacob Murphy. If you get it wrong, you get, you've got three, like,
I have to get both of them wrong, don't I think? Jacob Murphy's at MK Dons.
Oh, he's gone wrong. You've gone wrong. Don't look at me like that.
Let me get back to Jacob.
Try again.
Josh Murphy is at Coventry.
No!
Isn't he? Oh, come on. Jacob Murphy's at Coventry and Josh is at MK Dons.
You've got three. You're going to give it to you.
Thank you.
I'll give you one more life. So you've only got two lives left.
Okay, fine. Elliot Bennett is at Bristol City.
You got four.
Bristol, so that's four. Ricky. Carlton Morris.
Oh, nice.
Is that Hamilton?
Oh, well done. See, five? I told you. Five. You've got five? Two more to get. You can do it.
Harry Toffolo's at Rotherham.
Oh, he is. He's not on this list, though, for fuck's sake.
He is, though, isn't he? So yeah. That's one, two, three, four, five, six I've got. I need to get one more.
And you've got one life left. This is so tense.
It is tense.
People are going to poo themselves.
So where are our strikers?
I've got
Gary Hooper at Sheffield Wednesday.
Ding!
Hey, I got a fucking point!
Pointy.
Oh, I'm genuinely fist pumping now.
Yeah, all right.
This in a slightly effeminate Tim Hedman way.
However,
ooh, what?
This is the most important one. You can double your points or...
What, go up to four? Or do you mean...
No, just you can get 2 points.
For the night.
So it goes to three
or
each.
Or lose them all.
Or lose them all. If you want to tell me who else... Is that Rotherham?
Who else?
Yeah.
Well, we did have...
Five. Four. Three.
Well, Ajoja was there, and now I've forgotten.
One.
Now I've forgotten.
Oh, you lost all your points.
No, I didn't agree to it.
It's Tony Andrew.
I did never agree to it.
So you did?
No, I didn't.
All right, then.
We can listen back.
There's one more.
Okay.
Do you agree to it?
Which club?
I'm not telling you.
You have to give me a club.
No.
Oh, go on then. Go on then.
Are you ready? You've got 5 seconds.
No, I haven't. I've got 10 seconds.
No, you've got five.
10 seconds. Seven, I've not agreeing to it.
Seven and a half seconds.
10 seconds.
All right, 10 seconds.
Okay.
From the second I say the club,
yeah.
You've got to tell me the player.
Yeah.
Starting from...
Well, tell me the club.
Sheffield Wednesday. 10.
Michael Turner.
Yay. Oh, it was a bit too easy, wasn't it?
No, it just popped into my head. I got into a zen state.
You did, didn't you?
I closed
your eyes.
My eyes.
3-3, everyone. What an exciting turn of events. That was a good
question.
It was, wasn't it? And it was fun and easy and gettable.
The it was only easy because I knew the answers.
I should have gone for someone else. I should have gone to Swindon Town. You'd have never got that.
Oh, it's the guy we signed from the...
Five. Four, about to lose all these points. No. Three.
Louis Thompson.
Yeah, it is. And we also got Cameron Norman at Woking.
Cameron Norman? Oh, yeah. That's embarrassing. I've not heard of him.
Sure you have.
No, I haven't. Was he part of the...
He's like a little number 10.
Is he?
He's quite chubby.
Cameron Norman. That's a terrific name.
Cameron Norman. And I think you've got everyone else. You got the Murphy twins swiggled up.
Do you know any Normans?
My next door neighbour was a Norman.
Yeah?
He got bowel cancer and died.
What are you
laughing about? That's awful.
That is awful. Why have you brought that up?
Because he was a lovely man. Okay. You asked me if I knew any Normans. I did.
William the Conqueror?
What?
William the Conqueror.
Was he Norman?
Of course he was. He was the first of the Normans. Good name. Terrific name. Cameron Norman. I'll do a little research.
Nice.
So 3-3 then.
That was good.
Cool.
Enjoy that.
I've written down 3-3 because it's 3-3.
Oh, bless. So that was it. That was really good.
Entertaining.
Right. And interesting. So we won. There's no tonic this year. This week.
No, so we're not trying to cheer people up because everyone's happy.
We're just going to do some expert jazz fusion rapping. Go. Ooh, nice. I think we should start off now.
Ooh.
Because what else are we going to do?
Should we talk about worst Euro qualifiers?
Oh, that's true. We're going to talk about that.
If it came down to Wesley Houlihan and Robert Brady getting through and Ireland are playing Bosnia and Herzegovina. Oh, and by the way, anyone who follows us on Twitter, we may well be live tweeting the second leg of
that?
The Ireland Bosnia game on Monday.
Monday?
Monday evening. First leg's Friday, second leg's Monday.
What's wrong with Friday?
Well, it's Friday evening, and we like to keep a pretense of having some sort of social life. We can't do Friday
evening.
Someone
of us do. I don't.
Yeah, me. So, yeah, Monday, we can do that. If Wes is playing, we'll live tweet it.
Awesome stuff.
With expert analysis.
Cool.
But if it was a choice between Brady and Wes getting through with Ireland, or Alexander Tetti getting through with Norway, who would you choose? I think Norway are playing Denmark, aren't they?
Ireland. Which is a biggie.
That's the shittest question I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Well, I would as well, because I want to see Wes at European Championships. What? Well, you get two.
Because you get two, three.
But Tetti almost counts for two.
Yeah, it's true. Alex and Tetti.
Yes. Yeah.
I always think of him as two people, because he does enough running around for two people.
Would you, if we qualify for France, if Ireland qualify for France, should we go and watch Ireland and Wes play and do something
where?
From there? Wherever they play
in France.
Yeah.
I've been to France. It's fucking awful.
My mum's French.
Exactly. And what more reason do you need?
She left it as well.
Is she?
Well, obviously, she lives in England, John.
No, is she French? Not very, I didn't know
yes,
that.
She's French. She left when she was 18.
No. What's her maiden name?
Arengo.
There you go, guys. Write that down and you can get into Dan's passwords now. As if you gave that away.
Simone Arengo.
What's your middle name? What's your inside leg measurement again? What's your date of birth? If you're going to put that into five digits, or for six digits, what digits would you put them into?
Just trying to remember your date of birth. 30th of August? Are you 30th of August, 83? 82? 81?
That's really weird, as if you know that.
Is it 30th of August?
Yeah.
Well, I remember I couldn't go to your birthday barbecue. That never happened because it was a bank holiday weekend. So
yeah,
I forgot that. It was a stab at it. Anyway, this is incredibly dull talking about our birthday dates.
It pissed down as well. Unbelievable.
Yes. But it would be nice to see Wes in the European Championships.
Depends where. If it's near. I'm not asking about some dreadful northern part of France. I won a competition.
My mum's from Nice, which is a nice part of France because it's in the south.
It's a what part of France?
Nice part of France.
No, it's pronounced Nice part. Your little face, you love that. My dad won a competition. Have I told this story before?
No, I don't know.
We won a competition on the back of a Shreddies box.
Right.
And we won tickets to go to the World Cup.
Which one?
In France 98.
Oh, wow.
And we stayed in the same hotel as the England squad.
Wow.
They just left. We waved their coach off and we drove in. It's fucking luxurious, this place was. And the most important thing is, it's the first time I've ever seen someone's boobies, because there was a topless sunbather in the hotel. In the swimming pool area.
So Victoria Beckham?
No.
Thankful
it wasn't. So I saw, and, but the best thing is, she was attached, I use that word lightly, attached to this man.
Right.
Who was about 60, big fat man, and a man was holding an umbrella over his head for him. And this bloke was smoking a massive fat cigar.
Did you, when the man holding the umbrella had a break, did you go and punch him, knock him out, steal his uniform and go and hold the umbrella over the fat man just so you can look at the lady's boobs?
I didn't need to do that because I could see them where I was just sitting anyway.
I bet you were sitting. You wouldn't be standing.
I was, no.
You'd just see boobs for the first time.
Exactly. It was really good.
Okay, good.
And the game we saw was...
Which match did you watch?
Norway versus Italy.
Oh, that did go to extra time? 1-1?
No, it was 1-0 to Italy, and it was in Marseille in the middle of summer.
Hot and sweaty.
And it was about 39 degrees, facing the sun for 90 minutes. And people were dipping their clothes into a big pot of, like a big bucket of water.
I mean, you passed out at the Norwich-Bayern Munich game.
I did.
In the cold, in Norwich.
Yeah, that wasn't cold. That was really exciting. I was breathing lots of smoking.
But you managed to see the whole 90 minutes of this match without passing
out. Yeah, people were walking out.
Really?
You know, people can complain, but when Norwich started, it's like not 85 minutes and people start wandering off.
Yeah.
Fucking, you'd have wandered off here. It was awful.
I mean, imagine Norwegian fans in that heat, though.
The sun was coming down. It was right in our eye line as well. So you couldn't see the game. And it was like 35 degrees, 39 degrees, where it was. My clothes were wet on the back and dry in the front and like cooking me. It was awful. And I lost my watch.
And that's your World Cup experience.
And that's my World Cup. And they also said, we're going to get fed. We got there. It was just Budweiser's.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, but I was 12 or something.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, but I couldn't drink. I'd like a Budweiser.
It's lucky we didn't save these stories for the tonic. Probably, isn't it?
Maybe.
Wouldn't have cheered anyone up that.
It was quite a good story.
I've never been to a World Cup match or a European match.
It was awful.
European Euro match. That's why I quite want to go to
Bunch of
France
assholes.
This year. Next year.
All right, well, maybe we'll do it then. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it would be fun. Yellow Bird podcast.
We can get a camper van. Johnny Helson's camper van.
Has he got a camper van?
Yeah, he goes fishing in it. It says Dawn Fishing. I thought that everyone knew that. He's got a Mustang and a camper van.
Has he really?
Uh-huh.
I always think, when I'm driving along the road and I see a personalised number plate, I always think, I'll try to work out who it is, one of us a Norwich player.
Right.
And never, ever is.
Yeah. And on that note...
So that's the end of the podcast, everyone, as it just ticks over to 1,000 bars, which on here.
What does that mean?
It means there's 1,000 bars that you haven't been to and we need to go to right now. Okay. So this is how we're going to end the podcast. We're going to make a change, a little bit, something different. We're going to call it Won't They, Will They?
They won't, they will?
They won't, they will. You ready for
You've
this?
You've thrown me now.
Have you? Which one do you want first?
It doesn't really matter.
Oh, here we go then. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Well,
after seeing Diego Costa's ineffective performance against stinky Ryan Shawcross, Ryan Bennett spends the next 10 days wearing the same pants.
Won't.
Wes Houlihan becomes the first human to fly as hand luggage as Ireland look to save Costa in their European playoffs.
Nice.
Well,
Wes Houlihan is ruled out of the Chelsea match after pulling a hamstring attempting to climb out of Robbie Brady's suitcase.
Ooh.
That sounds a bit rude, isn't it?
I did it.
Do it again.
Okay.
Won't.
Gary O'Neill is arrested after savagely ninja kicking a grandmother who tried to break in front of him at the cheese counter in Morrison's.
Cheese counters, grandmas, Gary O'Neill. That was the Little Yellow Bird podcast. Thank you very, very much for listening, everyone. Bye-bye, bye. Everyone. Bye. Knob of the day.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.